Welcome back to 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 135 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. We've spoken to commissioners across the country about the CJHL's return to play, but what about the officials? Now join us as the CJHL Director Officiating and former longtime NHL linesman, Brad Lazarowicz. Brad, welcome to the show. First and foremost, how are you doing health-wise? How is your family?
Well, thank you for having me, Gino. Things are fine out here. I live out in Vancouver. We're coping. How is that, Gino? We're coping.
That's fair enough.
How about yourself?
We're doing okay. We're doing okay through this. It's like a constant check to see how things are going. Speaking of checking, after 3 decades in the NHL, you developed a lot of relationships there with other officials and stuff. Have you kept in contact with them through all of this? Because I can imagine the uncertainty that they're facing right now, still waiting for the season to begin, still trying to battle the health issues. That's got to be disconcerting as well.
Yeah, I mean, spending 30 years there, you develop a lot of close friendships with the NHL guys. I do communicate with them at times to talk about just preparing for the new season that's coming up, talk to them about how things were in the bubble. Listen, everybody has a lot of questions and not a lot of answers right now, Gino. I think there is some uncertainty, but I know that, the NHL will do the best they can to ensure the safety of everybody on the ice.
It's interesting because at the position of leadership, you have the sense of responsibility that you want to keep things going for everybody that's involved, but you also desperately want to keep everybody safe. How much time are you spending now as the chief of officiating for a National Hockey League, the CJHL, to be able to monitor what's going on, because every region has different expectations, different quarantines. So the answer you may give to somebody in Eastern Canada may be completely different than something you're saying to somebody closer to your neck of woods in BC.
Yes, that's a good question. I think it comes down, I communicate a lot with the commissioners across the country right now, the 10 different commissioners. I'm on the Department of Player Safety Committee. So we have those calls monthly on the competition committee as well. So we're always communicating, Gino. I see how things are going in each jurisdiction. I talk to the RICs a lot, to the referee and chiefs. And right now, there's really not a lot of hockey going on. Most of Canada has been shut down at our level and at the CHL level as well, right? So I think it's more of monitoring where everybody is at, how they're doing. The questions are, how is everybody's health in your area? How is the league doing as a whole? And just trying to get ready if we do ramp up again.
In conversation with CJHL Director Officiating Brad Lazarowicz. Brad, your resume is obviously remarkable. You worked nearly 2,000 games in the NHL, over 200 playoff games, including 3 Stanley Cup Finals, a World Cup of Hockey, multiple All-Star games. What made you want to get back into, because you could have just retired and taken it easy. Abbotsford's beautiful. You could have just done some traveling. But what made you want to be involved in the game again now in your retirement?
Before I left the ice, I got involved in the BC Hockey League. So right now I still work with the BC Hockey League as a director of officiating and a director of player safety. I enjoy it. I like to work with the young officials. I looked at it more, the officiating side, so that would be plan A, and then plan B on the other side of it was dealing with the players and the player safety aspect and teaching them and educating them at the playing level about the rules, about the concepts across Canada of check to the head and checking from behind and how serious those are and trying to educate people. So, listen, they always talk about player IQ, right? The player's IQ. Well, I don't think at times we spend enough time on the player's IQ, on the rules, on the player safety side of the game, and making sure that they understand what their expectations are at ice level, And then the second side of it was to ensure them that the calls at ice level are correct. Because as you know, in the Junior A and Junior A in Canada, we play under the Junior A supplement. And the Junior A supplement is what governs their suspensions. So if an official makes a call on the ice, and let's just say it's not the right call, okay, that we now have to be able to fix that call so this player does not get suspended. So that's been my mandate right now, is to fix that.
Wow, that's a pretty big role. Do you have any aspirations? Because, as you're talking about that, listeners across the country are saying, Sounds a lot like what goes on in the NHL with supplemental discipline. Does that intrigue you at all? Does the thought of potentially doing this at the NHL level one day intrigue you?
Well,
Or does it just scare you and think, no, I want nothing to do with that?
No. That's Honestly, you know, I spent part of the summer talking with George Parros and, you know, Patrick Burke and Damien. Yeah. We had a great CJHL call with them. I think there's always that interest to want to, you know, to move and try different, you know, different things, right? Right now, my focus is on the CJHL, our Department of Player Safety out here in Vancouver, in the BC Hockey League. We just opened up a new department here, and it's on our website now in BC, so we're really trying to engage our players and our fans and our parents. You know, don't forget, too, like, you know, all those kids you're talking about that play in our league, you know, these parents sent them to our leagues and they entrust us to protect them, right? But I think what I really wanted to fix was when you see, like, the NHL has done a great job, right, you know, on fixing calls at ice level. Let's start with video replay on goals, right? I was on the ice when that started. The very first time we used it was in St. Louis years ago, and I was thankful we had it that night. Because the right call was made. You know, you watch enough TV. You've been involved in hockey forever. How many times have you seen a call back in the day, right, and went, oh, no. And we're back in the dressing room going, oh, now we see it on TV and go, oh, great.
That puck and you never can't do anything about it at that point.
Exactly, right? So let's try to fix other things. NHL has done it. So now I've learned that I want to pull everything from the top down, from the NHL down. So I want to get our procedures in the CJHL more consistent. Listen, Gino, we got some leagues in the CJHL who don't even play hybrid icing yet. So now we're going to send some kid off to Michigan or Harvard or wherever to play hockey, and that defenseman has yet to play hybrid icing. So my job is to get our procedures in line, our rules in line, our player safety in line. So I really enjoy that, yeah.
Before I let you go, I want to ask you about your final game in the NHL. And we actually covered it, obviously, on TSN extensively. When you got the standing ovation from both the teams, the fans, the Jets, the Minnesota Wild that night lined up to shake your hand after the game. What did that moment mean to you?
Oh, man, it was the toughest moment of my life, you know, I swear. I mean, it was tough. Like, I have a picture that I've kept that has me just before I leave the ice, right? And, you know, every time a guy's going to retire in our league, I tell him this, is that, make sure you leave on your own, like how you want to leave, right? And it's tough, man. I started there, you know, back in 1986. I wanted to end there. Once you leave the ice, you're not coming back. You're not coming back out, right? And honestly, Gino, man, it was tough. I don't know how to say it. It was extremely hard to leave the ice, you know.
Well, it was a great moment, and you certainly deserve that honor. Congratulations on a fantastic career, and good luck as you make decisions now in the CJHL, and then who knows what the next level could bring you. Who knows what happens down the road. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Great talking to you, Brad.
Well, all the best to you too, Gino. Safe to you guys out there. And thank you for having me on. Much appreciated.
That was CJHL Director Officiating Brad Lazarowicz. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Up next, we're going to go into the vault, where we look back at some of our favorite interviews of the first 29 years of the show. This week, we catch up with 18-year-old Pierre-Luc Dubois just 2 months before representing our nation at the 2017 World Junior Championship. This is 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.